serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the Life Center Church, Titusville, Florida. Deeper in God Outreach Ministry broadcast. I pray that this message in some way will be an encouragement as we follow Jesus all the way. Let us move into today's broadcast.
Ephesians 1 verse 3. For me, it takes a scripture. He told Jeremiah, before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. Ephesians 1 verse 3, he said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I know I'm blessed. I don't care what my life looked like. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Everybody think we need to see something to know that we're blessed. No, we need to know something to see something. I know I'm blessed. I don't care if my life looked ragged as a mango seed. You ever had a mango seed where you sucked all the yellow out and it turned white? But still, I'm just that blessed. I'm just that blessed. I was living the blessing before I was walking in the blessing. You understand this? Some of you right now know that you're living the blessing, even though it's some things you haven't walked into yet. You're still living it right now. God knows what he's doing in your life. He know when to open that door, when to open that window. God, he opened doors and he also closed doors. The God that I serve. Listen, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Verse 4, just as he chose us in him. He did what? He chose us in him when? Before the foundation of the world. Is that in your Bible? Ephesians 1, verse 4, he chose us before the foundation of the world. Why? That we would be holy and blameless before him. He chose us to be holy. He chose us to be set apart. He chose you to be set apart. He chose you to be holy. That's why he chose us. In love, he predestined us to adoption as a sons through Christ Jesus to himself, according to the kind intention of his will. See, not only did he chose me back there, he also blessed me back there. There's some things in your life that is what? Predestined. Meaning that, hey, it may not have happened yet, but they're going to happen in God's own time. It's already been set in destiny. It's already been set. You know, I thought we were doing something when we got our home. It was already set. When we went down to the car lot and got that car, it was already set. Matter of fact, a couple of them, when they came back and repossessed them, it was already set. All part of life. See, I can say that this morning. Yeah, I know about repossessions. I've had them. I'm living. I'm living life. You're living life. And the thing about, we all will find ourselves experiencing something called life. But we need a life in Christ. And the thing about life, it has its challenges. So a lot of times when I got saved and received the Lord as my Lord and Savior, you know, I was kind of confused at the time because I was under the impression that things supposed to change in my life and all these dilemmas I'm going through, all this suffering, all this happening in my life supposed to start running smooth. That's what I thought. And I imagine some of you probably when you received Christ, you were expecting that change to happen in your life. You got, matter of fact, I got excited about it because I knew it was supposed to happen. But I didn't see it happen. Things kept happening in my life. Things kept going on in my life. I kept experiencing losses. I kept experiencing things that I thought I wouldn't experience once I received Christ. But life is an unavoidable journey. We're going to have to experience some things in our life in Christ. Whether we're in Christ or whether we're out of Christ, we're going to experience life. We're going to have some things happen in our life because salvation does not prevent us from experiencing life. It does not negate the fact that things are going to happen. Matter of fact, the word tells us that many are the affliction of a righteous man. The word lets us know we're going to go through something. He tells us in James, think it not strange when fiery, that means hot stuff. Anybody ever had any fiery trials? James said, think it not strange, because guess what? We're in the favor of God. In your storm, if you're in a storm this morning, understand that you're yet in the favor of God. Your destiny is still in place. Your inheritance is still in place. Because when somebody died, we want to know, did they leave a will? Well, when Christ died, he left a will. He left his testaments, therefore. When you die, your last will and testament. We have his testament in our hands. And we can look in it and see what he left for us. Anybody ever read the will? Anybody ever looked into it and see what God left for you? What left for me? Oh, Uncle Bob, he died. What did he leave? What did he leave for me? I know he had it going on. What did he leave for me? God left us an inheritance. Listen. Solomon took the time to explain some things regarding this life, regarding this world that we live in. And as I read it, I began to think about all of the unexplainable things in this world that we experience or don't know. You know, we hear about the seven wonders of the world, but we don't understand how it could have been. Stonehenge. We don't understand how that could happen. We're still trying to figure out how people was able to build pyramids. And within the pyramids, they have certain lines that pointed to certain areas in the skies. See, there's so much that we don't know. But Solomon let us know something. You know, I think about the Tower of Babel when the people were so smart that he said, I got to come in and confuse them unless they will build a way to heaven. You know what kind of technology it takes to build something that high? But yet still when we see, read the word, we see that there was a capability there for that to happen. We don't know so much. We don't know. Ecclesiastes 1, verse 8. He said, all things are wearisome. That means that we're going to go through some issues. We're going to go through some matters in life. Ecclesiastes 3 says, we're going to lose things. We're going to gain some. We're going to be some times when we have our joy and we're happy. It's going to be some times that we have to cry. There's going to be some time when we're feeling good. There's going to be some time when we feel like just, I ain't going to say cussing somebody out, but we're really going to feel mad that we got something we ought to be able to tell somebody. I know we always sing, I'm living up on the mountain and all right, but you don't be on that mountain every day. You're going to be in some places sometime in that valley where you're going to want to give somebody a piece of your mind. Sometime I found myself, as holy as I am, I still had to repent because I stepped across the line. I know y'all holy. I understand. God bless you. God bless you. But I found myself in a place that I should have not been. I found myself saying something I should have not said. I found myself acting a way that I should have not acted. But that just let me know that Ecclesiastes is real. I thank God right now for forgiveness. I thank God for repentance, because in my walk in Christ, I've had to repent. In my walk in Christ, I had to ask God to forgive me. In my walk in Christ, I've suffered loss. I've suffered gain. But it's all in Christ. I still lift my hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. That's what he said. Then he said something that get confusing. He said, all things the word of man is not able to tell it. The eye is not satisfied with sin. We just don't want to see it. We want it. Eyes are not satisfied, nor is the ear filled with hearing. That which has been is that which will be. That means that we're not the first one traveling the road. We're not the first one experiencing some things. We're not the first one going through some things. We're not the first one seeing some things. He said that what is happening right now has already been. That to me, that's deep. That's deep. And he said, and that which has been done is that which will be done. So there's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new under the sun. And then I hate to bring this up, but I guess I need to bring it up, because I hear people talking about speak those things that be not as though it is, or as though it were. How can I do that if there's nothing new under the sun? What can I speak that is not done? Speak those things that be not. That's what I'm saying. The word says speak those things that be not as though they were. No, the word say it was God who was able to do that. Let me go. I don't send those emails with those disagreements to Lady Owens at dot. That, listen what it says. Verse 10. Is there anything which one might say, see, this is new? Anything. I didn't write this word now. Is there anything of which one might say, see this, it is new? Already it has existed for ages, which were before us. There's no remembrance of early things, and also of the latter things which will occur. There will be for them no remembrance among those who will come later. Still, like I said, there's some intelligence that has gone forth that we know nothing about. We're still trying to figure it out. We're trying to figure out, even I just said with the pyramids, we're trying to figure that out. We don't know. The stuff that has already been, things that have already been accomplished in this earth, we don't even know how it happened. And they look back how the stones were perfectly cut and don't see them put tools in.
Well, it's that time again. Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. I pray that the word in some way was a blessing to you. We are the Life Center Church, located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Our phone number is 321-383-4655. Join us, and by the way of Zoom, for our Wednesday night Zoom Bible study beginning at 7 p.m. That information is also on our Facebook page. You can go to the Facebook page and look at the information there regarding that Zoom Bible study. Also, join us on Sundays at 10:30. Yes, we are in the building on Sundays at 10:30 for our morning worship, followed by a live stream at 11 o'clock of our message through Facebook. It's been an honor, it's been a blessing to serve you with the word of God. Do keep your trust and your confidence in God. His word decreed that he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. So we know that we are not alone, and we know that we are not forsaken. I pray that God will continually bless you. Once again, we are located at 6770 South Washington Avenue, in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Tune in next week, the same time, same station. And until then, this is Pastor Owens saying, be blessed and know that you are highly favored in the Lord.